It's time for Gen Con.
Indie Nation listeners, you are about to hear more information from Gen Con 2014.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy here at Geek and Company, and that's Geek with Threes. Your booth number, 354 here at this year's Gen Con.
Yep.
Would you tell me a little bit about what you are and what your company is, please?
Well, we essentially are catering to the geeks of every age. We believe that there is an evolution going on here, that adult gamers are now having children and raising them in the geek way. So we've tried to create a booth that not only caters to some of the adults by having some novels and a fantasy science fiction type role-playing game for them, but we also have a significant number of items that are specific for children, including a fun little Geekling primer and some t-shirts and a plethora of bibs.
And where would they find you online?
Well, it's g33knco.com.
Okay. And when did you start this company? You're the brainchild behind it, I understand, correct?
Yes. We've started right before Gen Con last year. That was our first Gen Con, and the company kind of became formed out of a desire to be here.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of your products? I see you got the bibs. You know, pick one, tell them what it's about, what's it retail for. I noticed you got geek nursery rhymes.
Yes, we do embroideries of all types. We love to digitize and do special orders to, you know, give you the bib that you want for your geekling. We also have handmade dice bags of varying sizes, and we have a primer, which is Mother Goose done for geeks. So.
Okay, now we mentioned where they would find you online. We mentioned some of your product. What's the price range on your stuff?
Anywhere from $8 all the way up to about $30 for some of our adult novels and RPGs.
Okay, I'm trying to think of, there's two questions I always ask. The first one is what I call my CYA question. Is there anything you'd like to say, or is there a question I should have asked you that I didn't?
No, we're really simple folk. We just like to see other people smile when they find just that right product and just light up, and there's something special about that.
I can tell you're very excited about what you do, which is awesome. I mean, you know, you got to love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't stay up all night editing audio if I didn't love it, you know.
Precisely.
The other thing I always ask any creative individual I interview, any basically anybody, because it's basically what I interview, there's going to be somebody that downloads this or they're listening to it that's aspiring to do exactly what you're doing. What advice or suggestions do you have for such individuals?
Hard work is hard, but generally it's worth it. Just got to stick with it. And it may suck sometimes, but it's going to get better. It's really worth all the fun and the smiles that come out of it.
And you know, based on my experience interviewing people on that, that's a very popular answer. But you don't hear that from the people that don't succeed doing what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know this because I also educate on how to do audio editing and stuff. And it's always the ones that gripe and whine and bitch and moan about how hard it is that fade away.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Your name again, please?
Diana Presnell.
And where would they find you online?
www.g33knco.com.
Thank you for your time. You have a great time here at the con. It was a pleasure and an honor to meet you and talk to you.
Thank you.
Indie Nation listeners, you just heard one of a series of interviews and concerts from Gen Con 2014. To find more of these interviews and concerts, check out the category Gen Con 2014 on our IndieNation.fm website. Thank you to those who supported us through Kickstarter, and we're already looking forward to 2015.